If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Tour, sponsored by McDonald's. Today, we take a trip to the village of Lamont. Come with us, and we'll show you why Lamont should be your hometown.
I heard the mayor of Lamont on with Bob Surratt today, and he said that so many families in Lamont have lived there for decades, so it's not unusual to be in downtown Lamont and see someone that you know or your kids went to school together. And Summer Steele is on the phone. Summer is the owner of Mabel's Market, as we salute Lamont as our your hometown. Summer, thanks for joining us. Just your website makes me want to jump into your store right now.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope you do.
Absolutely. So how long have you been in business in Lamont?
I just celebrated my 8-year anniversary here on Canal Street.
And so that is the historic part of downtown Lamont.
It is. You know, I think that most, aside from a couple of new condo and apartment buildings, most of downtown Lamont is very historic. The building that Mabel's lives in is actually was built around 1863 and was initially lived down the block, and they rolled the whole building back over here to 307 around 1900.
And you said it's made out of limestone?
No, this, my building here was wood.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, what? How did they wheel the building down there? And there are two Mabels.
They were very strong.
Yes, absolutely. And there are two Mabels, right?
So, just me here.
Okay.
Now, I did open the store. I had a partner back when, but the last 4 years, I am the sole Mabel. But I did open a children's bookstore across the street a couple of years ago. So one Mabel, two stores.
And that's three stories books?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So is it like the mayor said, where it's not unusual for you to see, you know people, like it's a small, tight-knit community?
Yes. Every time we get a new business owner here, I tell them that this might be the only place that someone might introduce themselves by how many generations their family has been in Lamont. They may walk in and say, I'm so-and-so, third generation Lamont.
And have
and
you...
they laugh.
But it's true, right? Yeah. And have you been in Lamont longer than the 8 years that you've been in business there?
I haven't. I only have the businesses here, and thank goodness. This is a note to anyone who wants to visit Lamont or live here. You don't have to be four generations deep. You can become a visitor, and they will still embrace you and support you and be glad you're here.
So describe your store to those who haven't jumped online, and you can go to mablesmarket.com and check it out. That is the correct website, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. I am a kind of furniture and home decor and accessories shop, but with more of an emphasis on vintage, repurposed, and handmade.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's my style. I love that style. And, and you know, you have to curate that collection, and you've done a beautiful job.
Well, thank you. It was always the purpose of the shop to not be kind of your traditional antique store, but to be able to see or have a piece of antique furniture or something passed down or just something that catches your eye, but be able to use it, you know, like in a modern home, you know, that you don't have to be an antique collector to love something that has some history in it.
And you have an event coming up at Three Stories Books, right? Winter Solstice?
We do. We kind of, we do a lot of small events. You know, Mabel's Market kind of hosts a handful of really big events during the year. But the bookstore across the street, we have story time and, kind of princesses visiting. And next Wednesday we have, on the 20th, we have a kids' winter solstice event where they'll be doing making luminaries and then doing yoga with a yoga instructor from town and doing candlelit yoga With battery candles, of course.
Yes.
And having a story time.
Yeah,
so it's, a nice way to include everyone in the community over there.
You don't want lit candles in a bookstore.
Right. I did say, when I was writing the description, I did say battery lit candles. We're not crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I see in your website, you have a vendor application. Tell me what that means. And does that mean that other people might be able to display some of their wares in your store?
So it's not in the shop, but twice a year we close down the street here in Lamont, about two blocks, and we host an outdoor vintage and handmade market. So the vendor application is when someone wants to come and set up for one of those days. It's a whole day event where, you know, we have people selling the things that they've made or found, and we have music and food trucks, and a lot of the other businesses down here kind of join in and open with their own. It's really one of the most fun days down here. It's such a quaint area, and this kind of event really lends itself to the buildings and the sweet streets. So we do only have about 45 or 50 vendors that join us, one in the spring and one in the fall. And that's the application to be included in that.
Well, it's just such a beautiful area. And I think you're a great representative of Lamont as we celebrate Lamont as our your hometown.
Thank you. Thanks. It really is very sweet down here. It's a little slice of what feels like Galena or Pennsylvania. We always hear this when people discover Lamont for the first time. They can't believe that it's nestled here in the Chicago suburbs.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. Thank you for joining us, Summer.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.